This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Former U.S. President Donald Trump sat in a Manhattan courtroom on Monday and listened to a New York State lawyer accuse him of generating more than $1 billion by lying about his real estate empire, claims the former president called a scam.
It's a disgraceful fraud put forward by the attorney general who's corrupt. We have murders going all over the city, all over the state at a record level. It's an epidemic, and they waste their time on this.
The trial in a downtown Manhattan courtroom case concerns accusations by State Attorney General Letitia James that Trump inflated his assets and his own net worth for 10 years from 2011 to 2021 to obtain favorable bank loans and lower insurance policies. EU officials are in Ukraine talking about support and aid for Ukraine as it fights off the Russian invasion. At the White House Monday, the press secretary said they've been in touch with allies over new Ukraine funding.
There's a bipartisan support, as we have seen from day one, for continued funding, in Ukraine. And look, let's not forget what the purpose of this is for. This is for the continuation of the brave people in Ukraine to fight for their freedom.
Funding was stripped from the stopgap measure passed to keep the U.S. government running for 45 days until the new budget can be passed. Niger's coup leaders have accepted Algerian mediation to resolve a political crisis following the toppling of the president, who is also filing a legal case against the junta. Algeria's foreign ministry announced Monday that military leaders in Niger have agreed to a six-month transition plan to restore constitutional order.